in a prison and throw away the key. Take away the vision from these eyes that now can see. Then deprive me of the food I eat and even bind my hands and feet. For as long as I know Jesus, I can still go free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, preacher, that sounds more like an Easter message. No, I'm afraid that sometimes we only get a hold of the grace and the mercy of God one time a year and understand that, you know what? It's available for us 365 days throughout the year. It's available that when we find ourselves in a place that says, I'm unworthy, I'm not even fit to kill. But every day of our lives, he says, but you can still go free. You can still be set free. Hear me this morning, saints of God, that I wonder if we can get to this stage in our life that we can make this statement and truly live by it. Can we truly say, Jesus, whatever it takes, I want to serve you? And that's where my heart is this morning. Can we truly say, lock me up in a prison, throw away the key, deprive me of food, put chains on my wrist, put chains on my feet, whatever you want to do, whatever it takes, I want to live for you. Whatever it takes, I want to serve you. Whatever I have to give up in life, whatever I have to sacrifice in life, no matter what, I want to live for you and I want to be set free. The Bible tells us in John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son for us, that whosoever will believe in him will not perish, but you will have everlasting life. You can experience being set free. For verse 17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. Hear me. Because that's a lot of times that's what the view the church may have or the world may have. That he's come to condemn. Listen, he didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's why, saints of God, I can still go free. Amen. Amen. This is the reason I can make it when all else is against me. When it feels like every day of my life, I've got something against me. This is why some of you struggle with addictions. But I'm here to tell you today, you can still make it. This is why some of you have hang-ups in life. But I'm here to declare to you today, although you've got hang-ups, listen, you can still be set free. See, I look at my life and I say, but why, God? How? How do you do it, God? How, God? How can you still forgive me when I so don't deserve it? Because of grace and mercy in my life. Because God so loved the world, saints, I can still go free. You can still go free. Not because I'm good, but because God is good. Not because of my righteousness, but because of his righteousness. Not because of my title or who I am or the people I know in life. Not because of what I have or what I don't have in life. But the fact is that God loved the world so much, he wants you to be set free this morning. He wants you to go free. Somebody tell me what kind of man would reach down his hand and do this for a sinner like me. You know, sometimes it's hard to forgive people. People that have maybe done you wrong. People that may have talked about you. People that have turned their back on you. People who are habitual sinners. People who ask for forgiveness and then 5 minutes later find themselves doing it again. Listen, they didn't want to be forgiven. They just wanted the guilty conscience off of them. But still, week after week after week, we'll come back in the church house, throw our hands up and say, bless me, God. And you know what God does? He's so good. He blesses us. Do you deserve it? Absolutely not. But he says you can still be set free. You can still be set free this morning. Listen, somebody tell me, what kind of man would do this for me? I look at the things and times in the Word of God. The woman at the well was a woman. She had no hope. She said, I'm at the end of my rope. I have no hope. I look at people in the Bible, like the man that is sick of palsy, who had no hope. There's no doubt some of you this morning, you may have walked in this house and you said that I've got a situation in my life there is no hope for. My home, my marriage, my business, my finances, there's no hope. Oh, little do you know. Little do you know that when God gets in the mix of things. In Luke chapter 17, a widow and a son was a widow's son was dead, and there was no hope. A ruler's daughter died, and they said there is no hope. And the list goes on and on and on of people who had no hope until Jesus said these words, "You can still go free." See, when there seems to be no hope, I can tell you today, I can still go free. When sickness attacks my body, saints of God, I can declare today, I can still be set free. When friends and family have forsaken me, I can be set free. Listen, we are not limited if we are children of God. There is no limit on us. Sometimes we limit God and we say, you know what? I've already went through my tokens with God this week. I've already used up all my prayers with God. And it's sad, but there's some folks look at God like that and say, well, I've already asked too much of God. It's like entering in the wrong password so many times in your phone or an app. Eventually you get locked out. And they say, I'm sorry, you're going to have to wait so long, or you're going to have to call and reset it. Listen, it's not that way with God. It's not that way with God. People say, well, I've used all my credits. I used all my tokens. I've already sent up enough prayers this week. I've already asked forgiveness for the same thing over the period of my life. I'm just in a place where no hope at all. Listen, Jesus says this. Because of the cross, you can be set free and you can go free. Luke chapter 12, verse 32, it says, do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. I want you to hear me today as I close here this morning. Boy, y'all gonna love me today. I want you to get into your mind and get into your heart today. Saints, he wants for his people to live in freedom. Did you hear me? He wants for you to live a life of freedom. He don't want you to be bound to the past. He doesn't want you to be bound to the addiction, bound to the struggles of life that you're having, bound to your hurt, bound to your past, bound to your pain. He doesn't want that for you. He wants for his children to experience freedom in life. Freedom in life. He wants you to live in perfect peace. The Bible says whose mind is stayed upon him. He wants for you to live the blessed life regardless. But how can he bless me? His ways are not your ways. And his thoughts about you are not your thoughts about yourself. His thoughts are bigger and better and higher than you have about yourself. How does he do it? How does he forgive me? How can he take a black sinful heart, dip it in red blood, and bring it out as white as snow? Because he's God and you're not. That's how he does it. It can't be explained, saints of God. It can only be experienced. Am I preaching good this morning? We have to understand you can be set free from whatever it is in life that you feel like has got a hold of you. Whatever struggles you feel like has got a hold of you this morning, I'm here to declare you can be set free. He wants for us to live a blessed life. He wants for us to live an anointed life. Isaiah 53 verse 5, it tells us, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed today. Guess what? He wants you to live the healed life. How does he do it? I've turned my back. I've done so much wrong, because your thoughts are not his thoughts. And he's got mercy and arms of forgiveness and a heart of compassion that says, you've not gone too far that I cannot reach you this morning. You've not gone too far. The Bible tells us in closing, the Psalms chapter 91 verse 1, it says, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I will trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence of life. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that fly by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plagues that destroy at midday. The Bible says, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come against you or near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all of your ways, that will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. That's a promise that he says, you know what? I've got a covering on you. I've got a protection on your life. Some of you, you're trying to run wide open. Some of you trying to run so far and so fast away from the presence of God. Matter of fact, some of you look like a cartoon character. You even got noises behind you. Them legs are trying to spin and you're trying to run. But I want to tell you, grace and mercy has got you by the pants and just holding you back and saying, no, 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 you don't need to run. Why? Because you can still be set free. Don't run so far. Don't run so fast. Stay here, because God's not done with you yet. God's not done with you yet. John chapter 8 verse 36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Indeed. Thank God for the freedom from sin and the world that we are bound. But we are free. Why? Because a man on a cross, he put me in his will. And with arms stretched out wide, he looked at you and said, you can still be free. As blood was running down his body, taking you through the very acts of the cross, as he went through the beatings, I want you to understand, he said, Jeremy, I'm doing it for you. Bobby, I'm doing it for you. Robin, I'm doing it for you. Pam, I'm doing it for you. I did this for you. Why? So that you can have freedom in life. So that you're not bound to sin any longer. You can experience freedom if you want it. If you want it. Stand to your feet with me in this auditorium. With every head bowed, every eye closed this morning, I'm asking you this morning to look at your life to look at your heart. And I want you to ask, am I where I need to be this morning? Am I where I need to be with God? Or am I trying to fill the void with everything else that I can find? Am I somebody this morning that I look myself in the mirror and I hate myself because I feel like I can't get free from the addictions that have haunted me and that have a hold of me? Do I look at myself and say that I can't get past, I can't get free from the hurt that I've encountered in my past? I can't get free. I can't get free from bitterness of something that's happened. I feel like I'm locked in a prison and I can't be set free, and I'm living this way and I don't like it. Am I somebody this morning that I'm locked in a prison of sin and I feel like I can get over this thing and I can quit doing it, but it's no time before it comes back again and it attacks me and I give in to this sin again and I feel like I'm a prisoner to it and I need to be set free from it? Anybody here this morning said, I need to be set free from my past, my pain? I need to be set free from unforgiveness in my life? I need to be set free from an event that has happened to me? Oh, preacher, I prayed. I've asked God to remove it. I've asked God to change it. But the problem is you went right back to it. You ran right back to it again. But if you're here this morning and you say, preacher, there's things in my life that I feel like have me bound. There's things in my life that feel like they got a strong hold on me. And I don't know how God could ever forgive me for it. Or even if he can, I've come to tell you this morning, my friend, today is the day that you can be set free. Today is the day that you can be delivered. Today is the day that a miracle can happen in your life. Today is a day that healing can happen in your life. Healing can happen in a relationship that you're in this morning. Healing can happen in the marriage that you're in. Healing can happen in the addiction that's got a hold of you. Healing can happen this morning if you'll just surrender it to God and say, God, whatever I got to do to be set free this morning, God, I give it to you today. I give it to you this morning. As they sing the song here today, I want to ask you, if that's you this morning, I want you to, somebody, but you're beside here today. I want you to look at them.